Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, December 5th. People in Gaza say the situation is so desperate, some are digging through rubble to find food. That's as Israel's offensive continues, and the UN says there's, quote, nowhere safe to go in the besieged strip. Tens of thousands of internally displaced Palestinians have arrived in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, but health workers like Marwan Al-Hams say the facilities there are now overwhelmed.
First aid clinics are struggling to provide assistance to those with chronic illnesses, and those shelters like schools we have sent doctors to and nurses. But there is no sufficient medicine to treat the refugees.
More than 80% of Gaza's total population has been displaced since the beginning of the war. And the continuing strikes are making the situation even more difficult for Gazans. Yesterday, an apparent Israeli airstrike destroyed not only homes and streets, but also one of the last still-standing bakeries, which locals say provided much-needed bread. Questioned on the attack, Israeli forces say they follow international law and take, quote, feasible precautions to mitigate civilian harm. The Supreme Court is expected to hear arguments today in a case that could save the rich billions and stop some future types of wealth tax. The case centers on a measure in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which was passed in 2017, and created a one-time transition tax for foreign corporations that are majority owned by Americans. But Charles and Kathleen Moore, who brought the case, say the act meant they were hit with a $15,000 tax bill, even though the business reinvested its earnings and never distributed any amount to them. The couple contends that the tax violates the 16th Amendment, which grants Congress the power to levy taxes on income because they never received any of the company's profits. Both a federal district court and an appeals court rejected their arguments. More than 10 million people are under flood watches today across the Pacific Northwest. It comes as strong atmospheric rivers blast the region with heavy rain. The National Weather Service says rainfall through today could drop 3 to 5 inches along the South Washington coast and Oregon coast, with up to 10 inches possible over the Olympic Mountains. CNN meteorologist Derek Van Dam says that will be on top of the snow that's already there.
Again, heavy rain on top of snowpack means quick melting, and that will allow for rivers to rise rather quickly, so we're going to look out for the potential of flooding.
This is the latest in a series of atmospheric rivers slamming the region, with each increasing the flood risk more than the last. Many people of color say they expect insults from healthcare workers during medical visits. That's the finding of a KFF survey released today that found 60% of black adults, about half of American Indian, Alaska Native, and Hispanic adults, and 42% of Asian adults reported the behavior. The survey also found many people of color reported that providers blamed them for their medical issues, ignored their questions, and refused to prescribe pain medication. A KFF director tells CNN that people saying they experience discrimination in their daily life are more likely to report feeling anxious, lonely, and depressed. Coming up, the new trailer for a video game classic has been released after it was leaked online. There's excitement over the trailer for Grand Theft Auto 6.
Lucia, do you know why you're here?
Bad luck, I guess.
The short clip features a female protagonist and was released by Rockstar Games last night after it had leaked online. While giving an early glimpse of scenes from the new Vice City, it also reveals that the game won't be released before 2025, which would be 12 years after its predecessor, GTA 5. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.